that was fun. Well, we've got people trickling in here. It's going to be a good time. Something smells kind of funny in the air, but we'll try to figure out what that is. We have treats from Blue Scorcher, and, well, there's just all sorts of surprises today. We're going to get started today with some music from Luke and Katie. We're really happy that they found time to come down. I know they're really busy these days, and for you who... people who are over 21, you'll get to hear Luke and Katie again tonight if you want to come out. Oh, it's all ages. Excellent. Okay. So tonight there are great things happening at Fort George. There's an over 21 party upstairs here, but over in the tap room it's all ages. And Luke and Katie, I think, are going to have some story songs to tell. Well, come on up and join us on the stage, Luke and Katie.
And we are working on to get the technical problem with Troy Radio Review fixed. Stay tuned to Coast Community Radio.
Yeah,
we'll try to get that on as best as we can.
That's Friday. That was a ton of fun.
Okay. All right. This is a song called "The Leather Wing Bat." Ready? Mm-hmm. All the way through the progression. One, two, three, four. Well, hey, said the leather-winged bat, I'll tell you the reason that I fly by night, 'cause I lost my heart's delight. And hey, said the morning dove, I'll tell you how to regain your love, court by night and court by day, never gave her the time to say nay. And hey, said the air went to head so wide, another day and lonesome night, I thought I heard a pretty girl say, we're all night and sleep all day. Well, la-di-da-di in a lonesome day, la-di-da-di in a lonesome day, la-di-da-di in a lonesome day, hey, lonesome day. Well, hey, said the redbird sitting on chair, I once courted Lady Fair, but she got fickle and then she fled, ever since then I just in red. And hey, said the blackbird sitting on bench, I once courted a handsome wench, she got fickle and turned her back, and ever since then I just in black. Well, la-di-da-di in a lonesome day, la-di-da-di in a lonesome day, la-di-da-di in a lonesome day, hey, lonesome day. He flew and I was a young man. I had two, one in the bench, one to go, but I had another one for my bow. And hey, said the jaybird sitting in a tree, when I was a young man, I had three, two in the bench, and I took to flight, and the one that's left me right. Well, la-di-da-di in a lonesome day, la-di-da-di in a lonesome day. This next one is a Michael Hurley song about a werewolf. Yeah. he's killed his pretty maiden before the birds sing. Have pity on the werewolf, have sympathy, for he could be someone just like you or me. Have pity on the werewolf, not fear, not hate, for he could be someone that you have known of late. That night I saw the werewolf, the werewolf was blind. That night I heard the werewolf, the werewolf was crying, nobody knows how much I love the maiden in a long silken robe. Oh, the werewolf, oh, the werewolf goes stepping along. He don't even break the branches where he has been gone.
Hey.
All right, here's a ghosty one. That's
Hurley.
Hurley tune.
This next one goes back to 1400s.
We're going to be playing these tunes tonight over in the tap room, and many more, even scarier ones.
Yeah. Can you believe it? Does it exist? No. Come find out.
Lady Margaret sitting in her high hall door, combing her long yellow hair. She saw Sweet Willie and his new maid bride riding from the church somewhere. Well, she throwed down her ivory comb, throwed back her long yellow hair. Said, I'll go down and bid him farewell and nevermore go there. It was all lately in the night, they were fast asleep. Lady Margaret appeared all dressed in white, standing at their feet. Well, how do you like your pillow, said she, how do you like your sheets, and how do you like that fair young bride lying in your arms? Very well do I like my pillow, said he. Very well do I like my sheet. But better do I like that fair young lady standing at my feet. Well, once I kissed her lily white hands, three times I kissed her cheek. Three times I kissed her cold corpse and lips, I fell into her arms. Such dreams cannot be true. I'm afraid they're of no good. For Jim, my chamber is full of swine, and my bride's been flowing blood. Well, is Lady Margaret in her room, or is she in the hall? No, Lady Margaret's in a cold black coffin with her pale face too. Whoa.
that we wrote about, we just wrote this one about a witch who's into emergency preparedness.
Hey, that was great. Luke and Katie, you can catch them in the tap room tonight. Starting at 7, is that right?
Gonna be a little later.
Maybe a little later. Okay. Oh, okay, after Hazel's bedtime. So you, as soon as you know that Hazel is in bed, get over to the tap room. Hazel's their sweet little baby. Well, golly, you know, the Halloween show is always a little iffy because we don't know about Mr. Troll. Mr. Troll is kind of a chicken. He's kind of a scaredy cat, and so we don't think he's going to show up, but because he gets so freaked out, and he's running around the streets yelling, I'm not coming out till the coast is clear. Get it, till the coast is clear. But you know, I am smelling something this morning. I know I have allergies and I'm a little plugged up, but bleh, I still, oh yes, it's not the scent of spring. It's the stink of Mr. Troll. He must be here.
Well, yes, Debbie Bell. Hello there, everyone. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, here I am. And by the way, Debbie, how are you this fine, blustery autumn morning?
Well, I'm not that crazy about the rain, but I'm doing as well as can be expected. Yeah, I'm okay. So, but I am surprised to see you here on Halloween and all, because usually you're cowering under some bridge somewhere, waiting for the coast to clear, as it were.
Yeah, the coast to clear, not bad, Debbie, not bad. But you know, Debbie, I have put those fears behind me now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I now understand, and you know, and it took several years because, you know, I am kind of a slow study.
You can say that again.
I am a slow study.
It's just a stain. Just keep going,
I
Mr.
am
Troll.
A slow study.
Just go on.
Do you
what's
want me
going
to say
on?
It again, Debbie?
Okay, so tell us what's going on with you.
Well, you know, I have come to learn that on Halloween, you human beings take the opportunity to dress in costume, collect treats, and party.
We love to party as human beings.
Yeah, and I must say, looking around our studio audience this morning, there are some people in some very interesting costumes.
That is a great costume right there.
Yeah.
You look very cool.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, Debbie, what is it that you are wearing today? It's very
interesting. Well, I'm wearing just kind of an old Mardi Gras outfit.
Yeah, would you like to describe it for our radio audience?
Oh, it's purple and silver and all that, you know, with a floppy hat and a cool spider.
Yeah. Well, you know, what we're going to do now is everybody pay attention. We see Carol down there. Carol, can you raise your hand? Carol, raise. Okay.
Mr. Troll's trying to get...
in costume, line up there behind Carol.
Yeah. Okay.
And we are going to do a costume parade around the upstairs here in the public house. And Carol will lead it, and Stinky will bring up the rear.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'll bring up the rear.
Okay.
We're going to start in just a minute, but first, Debbie.
Yes, Mr. Troll.
Something's happening that has got me kind of confused.
Yes, well, that's not unusual.
No, yeah, I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
I understand. And I think everyone should listen to this because I am confused over it, and maybe we can get you straightened out. I understand that tomorrow at midnight, or at 2 a.m., or tomorrow morning at 2 a.m., we will be returning to Pacific Standard Time. Now, what's that all about?
Oh, it's a long story. It has to do with the crops.
The crops. Yeah.
Anyway, it's just a habit that didn't end when it should have. So the time's going to change. You're going to turn your clock back 1 hour. Tomorrow at this time, it will be 10 o'clock, not 11 o'clock, because we're falling back 1 hour.
Oh, so we lose an hour.
No, we gain an hour.
Oh. So I see. So next month, the show will be at 10, not 11.
No. The show will not be at 10. It will still be at 11. It'll be at the same time.
Well, how could it be at the same time if it's going to be at 10 and not 11?
Well, it's not really the same time of day. Just the clocks change. Look, Stinky, look.
I am still confused.
You know, that parade is leaving without you. You better just go join it.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see you later.
Okay, and, we'll see you later.
Remember, you and the studio audience, we have free pumpkin little muffin things from the Blue Scorcher, and we have some nice Liberty organic apples for everyone to eat.
And at the end of the show, I have a little trick-or-treat for all of you trick-or-treaters too, so come see me at the end of the show. There goes Mr. Troll. Oh my gosh, I see a fox. You should be here in the studio audience today. There goes a fox. That fox actually is going off with Mr. Troll. And there is a beautiful Dorothy-ish Oh, that is Odessa. Hi, Odessa. And there comes a mermaid. We have got beautiful children here. We've got vampires and Dracula. And I see Spider-Man. Are the Incredibles? You know what? I'm not up on my superheroes. But here they go. Oh, good. That's great. We have a little parade music. The duck and the fish are already on stage playing a little music. That's a good idea. Bye, Fox. Have fun, Fox. Oh, I see some creatures from Inside Out. And I see all sorts of colored hair here. There are some amazing costumes. And I think you're going to see more costumes if you're in the part of the downtown trick-or-treating thing going on today. I believe that's from 3 to 5. Be sure to say a big thank you to all of our downtown merchants. And lots of good stuff is going on. Well, it looks to me like we're about ready to start with some music here from The Duck and the Fish. Hey. Yes, we'll move this microphone. I'm going to go ahead and introduce our next act. The Duck and the Fish are going to play music, and all of our paraders are going to parade right back around here and sit down and listen to the music, unless you want to get up and dance. There's a lot of room up front here for dancing. So please welcome to their Troll Radio debut, The Duck and the Fish.
Hello, Troll Radio Review.
Bonjour.
Happy Halloween. We are the Duck and the Fish, and we are going to bring you some... Some music from Brazil today. Make you think of some sunshine behind the storm.
Ai, 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 Saura, hoje não posso ficar. Se eu cair nos seus braços, não há despertador que me faça acordar. Eu vou trabalhar. Ai, 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 Saura, ururu, já não posso ficar. Se eu cair nos seus braços, não há despertador que me faça contar. Ai, 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 Saura, ururu, já não posso ficar. Se eu cair nos seus braços, não há despertador que me faça contar. Trabalhei um dever, todos devem respeitar. Ui, Sara, me desculpe, no domingo eu vou voltar. Sem carinho e muito e bom, ninguém pode contestar. Se você quiser, eu fico, mas vai me prejudicar. Eu vou trabalhar. Ai, 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 Sara, e não posso ficar. Se eu cair nos seus braços, não há despertador que me faça acordar. Eu vou trabalhar. Ai, 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 Saura, já não posso ficar. Se eu cair nos seus braços, não há despertador que me faça acordar. Trabalhei um tempo, todos devem respeitar. Ui, Sara, me desculpe, no domingo vou voltar. Sei carinho e muito e bom, ninguém pode contestar. Se você quiser, eu fico, mas vai me prejudicar. Eu vou trabalhar. Ai, 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 Sara, ururu, já não posso ficar. Se eu cair nos seus braços, não há despertador que me faça acordar.
So you may notice we are singing in Portuguese, and the next song is called E Sotinha, De Ser Com Você.
Mm-hmm.
Guate, sem saber que era só pra você. E só tinha de ser com você, havia de ser pra você, se não era mais uma dor, se não, não seria o amor, aquele que a Titi não vê, amor que chegou para dar o que ninguém deu pra você, amor que chegou para dar o que ninguém deu. É você que é feito azul, me deixa morar neste azul, me deixa encontrar minha paz. Você que é bonita demais, se eu menos pudesse saber que eu sempre fosse de você, que você sempre fosse de mim.
Little mic trouble for those radio listeners.
É você que é feito azul, me deixa morar neste azul, me deixa encontrar minha paz. Você que é bonita demais, se eu menos pudesse saber que eu sempre fui só de você, que você sempre foi só de mim. Eu sempre fui só de você, que você sempre foi só de mim. Eu sempre fui só de você, que você sempre foi só de mim.
Obrigado. Thank you.
Obrigada. We're going to sing one in English and in Portuguese, and some of you may know this. It's a very famous song from many decades ago called The Girl from Ipanema. Again, this will bring forward maybe some sunshine behind this awesome storm.
And young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes each man she passes goes, ah. When she moves it's like a samba that sways so smooth and swings so gently, that when she passes each man she passes goes, ah. Oh, but he watches so sadly. How can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Tall and tanned and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes he smiles, but she doesn't see.
Oye, qué cosa más linda, más cheia de graça. É ela, menina, que vem, que passa. Num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça, do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema. O ser balançado é mais que poema. É coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, porque já tô sozinho. Ah, porque tudo tá triste. Ah, a beleza que existe. A beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
So sadly, how can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly, but each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Tall and tanned and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see. She just doesn't see. No, she doesn't see.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Obrigado.
We're going to do one more in Portuguese, and this one in English is called The Waters of March, and in Portuguese it's called Águas de Março. It's a really fun song.
Pedro é um fim do caminho, um resto de toco, um pouco sozinho. É um caca de vidro, é a viga, é a sol, é a noite, é a morte, é um laço em sol. É para o tucapo,
é a dor da madeira,
canga, candeia,
é
a madeira de vento, é um mistério profundo, é o vento ventando, é o fim de ladeira, é a viga, é a val, veste a cumieira,
é a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira, das águas de março, é o fim da canseira,
é pé, é tchau,
é a mais trastadeira,
passarinha na mão,
pedra de tiradeira,
é uma ave no céu,
é uma ave no chão,
é um regato, é um fonte,
é um pedaço de pão,
é um fundo de poço, é um fim do caminho. Não resta um desgosto, é um pouco sozinho. É um step,
é um prego,
é um conto,
é um conto,
é um pinga,
pingando,
é um ponte,
é um ponto,
é um peixe injusto,
é uma prata brilhando,
é a luz de amanhã,
é terrolo chegando,
é o lenho, é o dia, é o fim da pacara, é a rafa da cana, olha o estaço na estrada,
é projeto da caça, é corpo na cama, é carro engoçado, é lama, é lama,
é um passo,
é uma ponte,
é um sapo,
é uma rá,
é um resto
de mato
na luz
da manhã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão.
É promessa de vida no teu coração.
Coração. uma cobra e pau.
E Joao.
E José.
E espinho.
Na mão.
E coche.
No pé.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. E promessa de vida no teu coração. E pau.
E Pedro.
É o fim
do caminho.
E resto.
De toco.
E pouco.
Sozinho. E sapo e ponte.
E uma sapa mara.
E belo horizonte.
E uma febre de sal. As águas de março fechando o verão. E promessa de vida no teu coração.
Pau.
Pedra.
Im.
Inho.
Esto.
Oco.
Oco.
Inho.
Ida.
Idro.
Oci.
Or.
Aso.
Oci.
Ira.
Sol.
Sal. As águas de março fechando o verão. E promessa de vida no teu coração.
Pa.
Para. Ba.
Da.
Ba. Ba. Bi. Ba. Za. Za. Zi. Za. Andam. De. Be. Bandam. De. Be. Bandam. De. Be.
Pa. Thank you.
Did you kind of wish that we had some subtitles on a screen flying up there? Every once in a while, I thought I knew what you were saying, though. That was fabulous. The Duck and the Fish, you can find them on Facebook. As well as Troll Radio Review, we do have a Facebook page, too, so find us there. I always post the week before the show what we've got coming up, and maybe you have some feedback for us. I know we're having quite a time with this microphone today. Thanks for being a sport on that. All right, so that was great to hear some Portuguese music. Well, you know, there's stuff going on all over town for Halloween. I'm sure you're not going to have any trouble finding it. I hear there's a haunted house out at KOA. And I believe it's a benefit for the Clatsop County Food Bank. If you go out there and you're a little kid, you might want to be forewarned that my brave granddaughter, Liliana, said it was scary. And she didn't like it. But if you're really brave and you're a little bit older and you're ready for a big challenge, get on out to the haunted house. So you'll have a lot of fun with that. We've got the house band here getting ready for us. They're all looking pretty, what can we say?
Festive.
Festive. It's a festive house band. Okay. Oh, and there is... Oh, the Astoria Library has a haunted house from 7 to 9. Also, you can be admitted with a can of food. And Astoria Parks and Rec has a Monster Bash from 5 to 7:30 at our cool armory. That'll be fun to have something at our armory. So, would you please welcome the house band? Maybe they'll have some good dancing tunes for you. I know we've got some dancers here today. Yay!
Yeah, we do.
Here they are.
Yay! That's why we should. What are you people celebrating on this planet?
What's the first song? Dan, what's the first song, Dan?
Please don't eat my heart.
Oh. I'm already scared.
Well, I know you're dead and hungry. You haven't snacked for days. You're adjusting to this undead life in your newfound zombie ways. But if there's still some sense inside that rotting, stinky head, I ask you find another place to grab a snack instead. So please, 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 please don't eat my heart. You can eat my brain, eat my eye, eat my toes, and eat my thighs, but please don't eat my heart. Look here, my soulless brain dead friend, there's something you can't see. You've lost the skill to comprehend and express empathy. But my heart still goes on beating with the love I want to give. And I can't tell the girl I love if you won't let me live. So please, 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 please don't eat my heart. You can eat my brains, eat my eyes, and eat my toes, and eat my thighs, but please don't eat my heart. Since this whole of today thing started, nothing seems routine. Social order and the government are splitting. but still I can't quite seem to get this girl off of my mind. So isn't there another source of protein you can find? So please, 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 please don't eat my heart. You can eat my brains, eat my eyes, eat my toes and eat my thighs, but please don't eat my heart. I'm begging, please,
please,
please, please, please, please, please, please don't eat my heart. You can eat my brains, eat my eyes and eat my toes and eat my thighs, but please don't eat my heart.
Okay, we got another little dance or two coming up, so keep your feet warm. Skitty. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Next one's a little bit scary.
Enough of this happy stuff.
Yeah. There was an old woman all skin and bones. She lived down by the old graveyard. One night she thought she'd take a walk. Ooh. Oh. She walked down by the old graveyard. Ooh. She saw the bones all laying around. Ooh. she went to her closet to get a broom.
Ooh.
She opened the door and boom, boom.
That one always gets me too. We're singing it.
Didn't scare you, did it? Dude didn't even scare her.
Works every time.
Oh, that was scary.
Here's another scary tune.
This one's upbeat.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall light. The folks who were there, they all agreed that the man who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what's your alibi? If you were somewhere else, you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil, visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold is high, eternity near. She stands in the crowd, sheds not a tear. But late at night, when the cold winds moan, she stands over my grave and cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil, visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Thank you.
Okay. Say something new.
Man, we've got some good dancers here today. Man, we have Alice in Wonderland and Tweedledee and Tweedledum. We've got everybody. And, you know, I'm not with it in some places. I don't recognize a few of the superhero sort of people. Sorry about that. Well, I want to say a lot of thank yous. We've had so many people who make this happen. Thanks to Mr. Troll for overcoming his fears and showing up today. And thanks to our great engineering crew, Ray and Brian and Jack. And thanks to Dave back at the station.
Here's a microphone for the people back here.
And, man, the Blue Scorcher, they're so cool to send us over such yummy snacks. And Lazy Creek Farm sent some yummy organic apples today. You know, so there's somebody who I hope is listening. One of our old-time dancers from back over at the River Theater, Zach Sandoval, has a birthday today. So I want to wish a big radio birthday to Zach out there. And a special birthday, too, to Count Walters. And we're going to go out today with a special song for Count Walters. So thanks for coming. The next Troll Radio will be on Thanksgiving weekend. It's always a big one. Lots of fun people seem to be in town that weekend, so come then. Thanks for supporting Coast Community Radio and Troll Radio Review. I'll see you in November.
We want you to have a happy Halloween. I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from the slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash. He did the monster mash, the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. He did the mash. It caught on in the flash. He did the mash. He did the monster mash from my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode. He did the mash. He did the monster mash. The monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. He did the mash. It caught on in a flash. He did the mash. It was the monster mash. The scene was rocking. All were digging the sound. Igor on chains back by his bay hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. It seemed he was worried about just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to the Transylvania twist?"
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash. He caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster. I'm gonna play one here. The hit of the land. the lily. The mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell the mortar sent you. He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.